And now for the Week in Review through your eyes, your letters and comments on our recent shows.
On Wednesday, we talked with researchers Rosalind Barnett and Carol Rivers about their new book, The Truth About Boys and Girls. In it, they write that gender-based stereotypes about how children learn and separating boys and girls into different classrooms is the new segregation.
Boys naturally are nonverbal. Girls naturally can't do math. There is no scientific basis for most of this. It's largely anecdotal, and it's largely junk.
So that got a lot of conversation going on our website. Erica Christine wrote, instead of separating them, why not bring them together and encourage them to find their own definitions of what boys and girls can both achieve?
But Janet Johnson wrote that after moving her daughter from a public school to an all-girls private school, her daughter became, quote, a strong, smart, successful woman.
Which would probably be music to the ears of Birch Ford, president of the National Coalition of Girls' Schools in Belmont. She sent us an email writing, the value of single-sex education is that it provides more choice, an option outside of the norm. There are excellent schools and less effective schools in both co-ed and single-sex categories. The best of both is what our children, boys and girls, need to thrive as healthy, productive adults.
On Tuesday, we reported on the story of Keith Amato, a man who's filed a lawsuit against state law enforcement for infringing his right to privacy over his own genetic material.
Back in 2002, Amato gave a cheek swab to Cape Cod police when they were investigating the murder of Krista Worthington. He was cleared as a suspect and wanted his DNA sample back, but found out that the state crime lab has a policy of holding such samples for 50 years. Here's his lawyer, Mark Batten.
So Keith feels that the information that is contained in his DNA profile is loose in a government file that could be used for any purpose without his knowledge, without any kind of judicial oversight, without any kind of restriction.
Listener Simply Monica found similarities between that story and another story we covered in the same show. This one about a recent federal court ruling that affirmed the public's right to openly videotape police officers in public. Monica writes on our website,
in the DNA story, law enforcement argued that if you've done nothing wrong, then you should not be worried about the DA keeping your genetic profile on file. In the other story, law enforcement says that you should not be allowed to record them doing their job in public places, which begs the observation that if they've done nothing wrong, they shouldn't be worried about me recording them whenever or wherever they happen to be working.
And we had a few stories that proved radio, of course, still has the power to leave listeners with a sense of awe and wonder. One of them was my interview with Debbie Greenberg, owner of the venerable clothing store Louis, which recently moved to the South Boston waterfront.
Some listeners wondered, what do you look like, Adam, in a $3,000 blazer, and why didn't we post a picture of it?
Well, truth be told, I rode my bike down there, and it was really hot that day, and I was just sweaty and gross, and it was clear that Debbie really didn't want to put this article of clothing on me, and I kind of wanted to get out of it as soon as possible so as to not incur significant damages for the supporters of WBUR.
So we did it for your own good listeners.
That's right.
Well, when it comes to awe-inspiring, a couple of listeners were amazed by Sierra Hull, the 19-year-old Berklee College of Music grad and mandolin phenom.
They were being so nice to me, and I just thought, these people don't know how little I know.
So humble, but so brilliant, wrote M. Moses, 1979. I have to pick my jaw up off the floor.
Well, we always want to hear your thoughts about anything we do on the show. Find out all the ways to contact us at radioboston.org. And don't forget,
the deadline to submit to our series Zip Code Stories is September 9th. Zip Code Stories, of course, is a collaboration between us and Boston's own audio literary magazine, The Drum. We've got four zip codes that you can choose to write a short story about, and we're going to pick the best submission and ask you, yes you, to read it on the air. You can learn which zip codes are selected for this month at wbur.org/zipcode.
Mailman.
There's more of the show to come. We'll talk about safety standards at the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.